Welcome in to episode 76 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise, and today I've got the competition winners in the What's a Crack section, the swap section, and I have a very special guest for the drams of Paula from Knitting Pipeline podcast. And she was live in person, and we sampled a 12-year-old Scapa single malt whiskey. As ever, I sponsor this for my own business, www.energyhunt.com, which, you know, is Northern Scotland's premier renewable engineering service. And it pays for my laptop, my wage, and therefore your podcast. It's got nothing to do with craft, but get your cup of tea or your dram, and I'll let you know what your crack is in Caithness this week.
What's the crack section?
So we're straight on to what's a crack. Competition winner. The three winners announced are Chain Mama, Sandrada and Sandra Rum, and they were chosen by Daisy, Richard and Sandy. I've made the leather bookmarks and will be posting them out this week. Also, I have still got the Fair Isle book by Sarah Dawn, so if anyone out there is interested and wants to pay postage on it, books for free, I'll send it to you. Basically, first one wants it, pays postage, gets it. Now, mind I was saying that Podbean offered me to be an app. I was wondering how I was going to fit into a little square on your iPhone. Well, I figured it out, because I didn't understand it last episode. If you're on your iPhone, or your iPad, or the things that go I, go to the web browser, which tends to be Safari, unless you're dead posh and you can work it out otherwise. And then, in there, you go to www.caithnesscraftcollective.podbean/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E. And then it takes you to their mobile site, and you click the middle button on the bottom of your browser, and the one that looks like a rectangle with an arrow facing out right. And then it gives you a few options, and if you click add to home screen, then I get to be your little wee app. Well, it's more of a wee link for you to get the show notes and the stream downloading easier. It's not really Angry Birds. I can be an Angry Bird if you want me to, caw-caw, but no. And if you feel the need to have me handy access, then ta-da, there I am. I, of course, have me on my own front page of the iPad and the iPhone and my husband's iPhone. He actually managed it himself and asked to do it. My husband loves me. You still may wish to use iTunes or whatever podcatcher it is you want. Sorry, Androiders. There was an option for you on Podbean, but I have to upgrade quite a lot of money and I'm not that nice. And it was technical. Also, I have this wee app link for on my iPhone for Ralvery now too. All my favourite things are on my front page with brown paper parcels tied up with strings. I am a few of my favourite things. It's the me show. But I would quite like to know what you've got on your front page.
The swap section.
Swap. The swap is a pot holder of any make, shape or design, knitted, stitched or bought. I've bought mine. Plus, I suggest that you send something local to you and a nice note. And I've paired you all up, and if you would be so good as to message your swap buddies and start the ball rolling. Oops, I've not done that yet. I will do that after I've recorded. Start your ball rolling, then lash on, please. I have bought mine when I was at John O'Groats yesterday. It's very Scottish, and that's Scottish with a K. On the last swap, Spago, the lovely Spago, she put up with my very slow rubbishness. She got the booklet together. It's updated with the proper link for the thistle dishcloth. No, I'm not going to be a designer. And so much thanks to her for doing that. And still a special thank you to her son, who is much more computer literate than we are. Well, me. I did eventually do the message and her recipes that they're there. So it is all for you there. I've not actually downloaded it yet, but I will.
The beaker section.
The me section. In the great Scottish tapestry news, we've been working away on it again. because we have to, because it's to be done by June the 23rd. Somebody asked yesterday and says, when's it to be in for her, Valerie? And we all went, 23rd of June. And we all looked at each other and went, oh, we know this. It's fine, we can manage it. We can manage it. Joan had it away with her the week before last. And she gave the wee lassie on her... She gave the wee lassie on her left. I was thinking that was a real person. No. On the tapestry, there was a group of children in the middle with the teacher. We called her Ruth. Because we decided she was the minister's daughter, as in Scottish Presbyterian Free Church of the time. And they might have had maybe a little bit more money, so she would have been in maybe a bit posher dress. So she had her with a sort of posher dress looking sleeve. Now, Joan also stitched the children's collars. She outlined the writing at the bottom, outlined a bit more of the teacher, sort of plugged away at it. And then Celia had it, and she's been doing a boy's jacket on the right-hand side of the group of children who... No, I can't introduce you to him because he's not been stitched properly yet. Ignore who I was talking about, but she's doing a battlement couching style on the boy's jacket to make it a weaved effect. And she had started, but she wasn't so sure on her colours, so she came in and she asked us, and of course Catherine, the amazing colour queen, put her right. And we stood back and went, just whatever Catherine says, because generally Catherine knows what she's talking about when we're doing colours. And we also had a big discussion and agreed what the side panels are, to be exactly, and the other wee bits and pieces and who was doing what and when and how it's going to keep going. And yes, we will do it. So, and also we had visitors yesterday. I took along Paula. And again, this is Paula. She's American. And thankfully they know that I do the podcast. So it wasn't kind of as weird as saying, this is Paula. We met each other on the internet. It's like internet dating, but... not as weird because we knit. Yeah. Anyway, she fed right in. She sat and listened and we asked her questions. And then there was some extra... We had some visitors of people that knew that we were doing it. And one of them was an old teacher from the North School. And she knew her stuff. So she was advising us as well about what the little boy would have been wearing properly. She suggested again that he would have had... trousers down to just below his knees and then long socks up until the top where it met his knees, and his mother or his granny would have knitted these socks. So I was quite happy with the knitting, so that has been happening. And listening still to Jane Eyre on Craftlit. Yeah, just loving it. And if you've not listened, do go over to Craftlit, and Heather Ordover will just blow your mind with books. And then I found that I was kind of up to date with a lot of my podcasts, the crafty ones, and I asked Twitterland what they recommended. And Jenny suggested two. Wittertainment, which is Simon Mayo and Mark Kermode from Radio 5 Live, and it's their film review programme podcast. And they're normally about an hour, 45 minutes or so. And the other one was Slate Presents Lexicon Valley, and they talk about language and speech and are based over in America. And I find that one quite educational, but dry, deep and short. The film podcast is really funny because they bicker like a married couple. And I was like, yeah, that sounds so familiar. But Mark Kermode is a film critic and he's been about... for, well, quite a long time, because he's now in his 50s. And, well, he's a film critic, so generally he doesn't say, this is the best film ever! He says, this was good about the film, and this was not good about the film, in my opinion. And it's... Actually, I would give it a try. Even if you're not British, you've never heard of Mark Kermode or anything, if you quite like film, you quite like a drive entertainment, it's really good. See, if you've got to go to Inverness, it's perfect because it's on for an hour and 45 minutes, and then you can listen to the radio in between time, stop, let your dog out for a pee, stop because the children are needing, saying they're going to be sick again, and you can just tune into that. Oh, sorry, that was me the other day. Yeah, anyway, totally recommend both of them. Also, in videocast news, I haven't downloaded to review due to the old broadband being 0.3 megabyte download, slow band, at the weekend, because I think they must have been working on it over the Easter weekend, because everybody stops working. No, little businesses don't. We still have things to do. I had my books to do, and I couldn't do them because it was so slow. And I couldn't download the Geek Girls videocast. They found me through Charmin Lochie. Hello. And she's planning to live in Scotland for a while in August. So you may wish to go and find them and tell me what it's like. That would be your homework, actually, this week. Go watch some video podcasts or some listen to some podcasts, review them and send me the review. Yeah, sorry. Anyway. Also, I've made the leather bookmarks and I've cut up the leather and had Daisy helping me. And for you new listeners, Daisy is my daughter. I was gifted this bag of offcuts of leather quite a while ago. I had no idea what to do with them and thought, right, okay. Somebody that gave me them had made a handbag out of hers. And as time went on, I've made leather bookmarks out of mine. And Daisy says, what are you doing, Mummy? So I told her. And then said at the side, oh, it'd be quite nice to make a handbag out of this at some point, but I haven't quite figured out what I'm going to do. And of course, Daisy now, I want a handbag. Mummy, will you make me a handbag too? So now Daisy and I will be making a handbag at some point. But I'll have a wee helper. And she's quite good motivation because she'll keep asking me until I do it. I had properly cast on my Owls by Kate Davis jumper. And then I stopped. And it was kind of due to the fact that I wasn't sure about my tension. And also if it was going to go around my tummy, which is not the same size as I would like to be. Looks wistfully into the distance, changes the subject. But then after discussing it in depth last night with Paula of Nadine Pipeline, have you gone and listened to her yet? I made the decision that I was going to take it out completely and not use this four-ball I have hand spun for it. Thud. I know you've all fallen on the floor, you spinners. Well, let me explain. Not that I have to, but I'm going to. Because I am not beholden to Will. One, I went down a needle size and I still didn't get the tension right. And I says, I think it's 12 and a half. It's supposed to be 13. She held it up to the light and went, no, it's still 12. And I went, well, what am I supposed to do? Because I'm down to a size already. And she says, well, it's quite dense. I don't think you should go down any more, but you're not getting tension. And then she said, two, I don't think your owls are going to be very well defined in that yarn. And then three, I said, aye, and truth be told, my hands are allergic to it. Four, Paula said, well, that's not going to get any better. And five, I went, do you know what? That's it. I'm not making it with it because it's going to hurt to knit it. And then it might be uncomfortable wearing it. It just isn't happening. So, and it's not like me to do this. Right, stuff it. I'm doing it anyway. Carry on regardless. But what am I on? Five? So, five. I am selling it. I did put it on Ravelry, but I'm going to tell you because not everybody looks at the board, which is fair enough. I could let it sit in my stash or give it to my mum, and I did offer it to Paula, but she declined because she'd have to carry it home and she had enough stuff. I am now offering it for sale. It's about 650 to 700 metres or yards. Well, it's certainly more than enough to make an owl's jumper in the big size. And it's spun into chunky. It's not perfect, mind. Mostly chunky. So you could get your own jumper out of it, even if it's not an owl's, because it might not be so defined and it's kind of not the right tension for it. Might be in your knitting, but it's not in mine. And I like I say, it's not perfectly spun. And one of the balls, the plying, wasn't all that good because I was falling out at my spinning wheel at the time. But if you want some genuine Keithnesian dark brown Zwirbel washed, carded and handspun by me, I am offering it for sale at £35 plus postage to the first person and I will take PayPal. But I would like you to actually do something with it if you do want it, so time wasters need not apply kind of thing. It's lovely. It really is beautiful. It was gifted to me as a fleece and at first I was thinking, well, I can't now sell it on because it was a gift. But no, because I've washed it, carded it and spun it, therefore I feel that £35 would justify that part of it. I've been doing a bit of Fight Club knitting. What's the first rule about Fight Club? You don't talk about Fight Club. And what's the second rule about Fight Club? You don't talk about Fight Club. And then, what's the first rule of podcasting? You talk. So I was like, oh, this isn't so good. Third rule of Fight Club, you tell everyone it was a Piper's Journey show made with Quince and Company yarn that the lovely Kelpack came to visit me with last year gave me. See, I do get it all round to it eventually. And this pattern loves this yarn. It goes, ooh, I'm all smooshy and I'm subtle, soft blue and nice. And I had the lovely Paula. Have I told you about Paula? And Mummy's best friend, Daisy, says, who's this, Mummy? And I says, yes, this is my friend coming from America. Is she your best friend? Yes. It's just much easier. I would actually like to say big congratulations to Faye Dreamer on the birth of your beautiful little boy, whom you named after somebody I mentioned on the podcast, son. So it's wonderful. I better not say who it is. But she sent me, and you will love this, some of you have seen the picture of me with my American-style cheerleading pom-poms. I was so beside myself. In fact, give me an F. F. Give me an A. A. Give me an E. E. Faye Dreamer! Thank you. You made my day. I can't believe it. She has a baby and sends me a present. It really made my day. It was just brilliant post, and me and Daisy, we were fighting over them. Anyway, back to the lovely Paula. From the podcast Knitting Pipeline to stay for a few days. I collected her in Inverness and thankfully Scotland turned on the sunshine, so she got to see Scotland in all her glory. Even my geese, I say they're mine, they're not. They haven't all flown north yet, quite, and there was the stragglers in the fields of grey-lag geese. So that was quite cool because Paula likes her birds and she liked the seals. So thankfully we saw some and we talked. In fact, we never stopped talking. Poor Paula's ears. And still I have questions I wish I'd asked. We kept going on the way home. It's like, well, I've got questions for you about Audacity and podcasting and this and that and iTunes and this and that. And I went all fangirl. But do you know what? I think she did a little bit too. Really, it was like we'd met before. It wasn't exactly the same as I thought she was going to be. Mainly because she actually talked back to me instead of me just listening. And, well, talking back to myself. And it was fantastic to have a podcast or conversation too. I.e. Audacity Queen. We talked about listener figures, ways of asking for reviews. We've been rude about it because you know I'm rubbish. Other podcasters we listened to or she had met or I had met. And her editing was great. And she knew how to repeat herself properly if it was going wrong for editing, which people that don't edit don't kind of get. And we've funny lots of little things that we had in common, like her husband's into engineering type stuff, my husband's into the same type of engineering stuff, her nails are short as mine, she loves all things Scottish, I am Scottish. You know, dead obvious stuff. But if you don't go listen to her, please go and find her on iTunes. She's Prairie Piper on Ravelry, and she hosts the Knitting Pipeline podcasts, and she plays the bagpipes. So I got to record with her last night. The drams this episode. No Richard. Excuse my singing. If you're not into the drinking, then thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next episode. I would say there's only blah 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 stuff, but we talked about the whiskey, and then we talked about knitting and stuff. So I would just kind of fast forward that bit if you're not into the drinking. But it's a 12-year-old Scapa single malt whiskey from Orkney. And co-hosting it is Paula.
We're dramming.
We're dramming.
We're dramming, we're dramming, we're dramming, we're dramming. We hope you like dramming too. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome into this episode of The Drams with a very special guest of Paula. Hello.
Hello.
And we've kind of butchered the dramming song because Richard's not here.
But, that's right.
I've been very fortunate the past couple of days. I went down to Inverness yesterday and I collected Paula off the train. And thankfully the sunshine was out, so she got to see Scotland and all its glory coming up. And it was a very beautiful drive up and we're having a great time. So what have we been doing today?
Well, today we got up a little bit late because it is the holidays for the children. And then, what did we do first?
We went to Wick.
we went to work. And we dropped the children off.
Well, we did, yes. Threw them out the car at Mum.
We went to your sewing. Mm-hmm. The great Scottish tapestry.
Well done. And Paula met my gang.
And what a gang.
Yeah, they are. They're good fun. And then we went back to Mum. We had lunch.
Delicious lunch with carrot soup and homemade bread.
And it was funny because Mum, I wish I had the audio going because Mum pretty much interviewed Paula.
She did.
Did you feel like we were being grilled?
Yes.
A bit of cheese underneath the grill.
It was great. It was great.
Well, see, Mum had asked me the other day, how do they do it? And I said, I don't know. I've not asked that. That's quite a good question. I said, I have a designer coming next week and you can ask her. And she said to Paula today, so why do you design and how do you design? And she answered.
I did. And I said, I don't consider myself a designer really, because I have a good idea now and then, but I just, yes, it might happen, but.
You do it sometimes.
I do it sometimes. Yes.
Well, we like it, so please carry on.
Thank you. I will.
And then after that, taking about 25 minutes to get the children in the car, we went up to Keys Harbour first, and I showed her an excellent example of an old-fashioned harbour in Caithness. And then we went up to John O'Groats, which is the most northerly point of Scotland. And Paula saw a seal in the harbour.
Yes, I saw a seal in the harbour. That was exciting. I've never seen a seal in the wild.
We think that's really
good. My photo was actually quite good.
Was it good? Mm-hmm. Good. They are quite picturesque. And they pose as well.
Mm-hmm.
And most seals, if you whistle at them, they will come over. But because there was boys working on McGregor's boat today, I thought better of it whistling. There was quite a lot of tourists about as well, which was quite good. But then we stopped over at Sarah's house on the way back and we looked at her Jacob sheep.
I have good photos from the sheep too. They were really cute, especially the smallest one.
Oh, it's just lovely. It's the littlest one.
And then you fixed a wonderful fish pie.
Mm-hmm. And we went down to our harbour, Harrow Harbour, because it's mine. And there was more seals, but they weren't very close over. I was a bit annoyed at that, but I got to whistle at them.
And the swans.
And there was two swans, mute swans in the harbour, which is kind of unusual for me. So I was quite excited about that. But there was also oyster catchers and pied wagtails and different types of seagulls. So I said, look, 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 you will look at the birds. And we have geese still in the field. So now the geese can fly north. Paula has seen them.
I have seen a lot of geese and a lot of crows.
Yes, there's a lot of them. But no Bob the Owl, I was quite disappointed. And last night I showed her the stars, because we've got no light pollution here.
That was amazing. I saw the Milky Way and constellations that I have not seen in a while. It was beautiful.
It was nice. Unfortunately, there was no northern lights. I didn't see the comet, but somebody else in Caithness did last night. So we were obviously looking in the wrong place.
And there was a beautiful sunset both nights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which my photos do not do justice to, unfortunately. And the fish pie came after the harbour, right?
And Daisy has, as usual, ingrained herself with my guest.
I wish I could take her with me.
Oh, feel free. I'll have her back next week. She's got nursery. So, thankfully, Paula has agreed to do the drafts and because Richard's not here, you weren't actually going to get one, but because Paula is here, we are now.
Before we do the drams, let's describe the scene here, because I never knew what it was like where you recorded. You're at your kitchen table, which is a farmhouse style table in this big kitchen, and there's a wood stove in the corner, and there's a sleeping, snoring dog there. So if you hear snoring, that is not us. That's not me face planting myself.
I've not given her any alcohol yet.
So it's quite a cozy scene.
I thought about describing it before. It's just my kitchen. Because we live the glamorous life, don't we?
But it's a large room.
It is. That's why it sounds like an echo.
All right, now, Carry on.
I have decided to do a scapa. Now, I bought this as a miniature from Jonah Groats quite a while ago now. And it is 5 centiliters. And it came in a little tartan box of cardboard with a wee cellophane bit at the front. And it has the name McPherson on the front. So I'm assuming that that is their clan. And it came in at £5.10 for this little peaty bottle. Which is probably on the expensive side. But it is a scapa. It's from Orkney, which is Scapa in Orkney, which we can see over from the back window. And because I will force feed Paula a Pulteney, a very small one, because she had more of spunt. But so she has had the local alcohol, but this is as local as I can do that you have not heard. So this little bottle here is a 43% volume. Now, where is the drinkresponsibly.com? Can't find it, but I'm telling you, drinkresponsibly.com. And it's a product of Scotland. It's got a cream label on, and down both sides of it in the column are Vikings drawn on. And in the middle is a Viking longship. It's pretty cool. And you can tell instantly it's a scapa because it's the biggest thing on the page. Everything else, I am straining my eyes because it's peaty.
It is very small.
Yeah.
Peaty, that's a word I learned today.
Yes. Which means?
Small.
Well done. You were listening. She's very good.
So let's also say I am not an expert on whiskey. This is probably only second or third time I've had any.
Well, you can just join my unexpert crew. If it tastes nice, we can possibly tell them.
Okay.
So what colour would you say that was, Paula?
It is about the colour of white wine.
I would say that. Would you say that was Barbie hair coloured? This is the normal colours that we choose. We have Winnie the Pooh, Chewbacca, Barbie hair, or tea.
It's not tea.
No, I'd say that was Barbie hair.
Yes, Barbie hair.
If you give us a second, I've probably got a naked Barbie lying around.
But if you didn't show me the label, I'd think it was probably...
You get a dirty shock when you opened it.
Sort of a white wine.
Yeah.
It's a little darker than most white wines,
So the cork, sorry, I nearly opened this earlier on. It's not a cork, it's a cork, a screw top. So that's the most pathetic one ever. But it's a nice sound. And it's a 12-year-old single malt whiskey. And we are trademark of proprietors Taylor and Ferguson of Scapa. And it's another Gordon and MacPhail variety thing where they make most of it up in Orkney and they take it down to Gordon MacPhail and put them in sherry casks. So we're expecting some kind of Madeira sherry smell. Ooh!
Mmm. It smells very perfume-like to me.
Does it?
Floral, in a way.
It smells of whiskey to me.
Yes, we can. We'll see.
Right, we'll have half for you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's enough for me.
And half for me. And Richard could get the rest of that.
Okay.
How kind are we? So we look at it in the glass, and I'd say the colour was probably about the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to swirl it around the glass, and you're supposed to see how it leaves a trail. The better the malt, Highland Park say, the more the malt is, the better quality it is, the longer it takes to fall.
Hmm.
Now, yeah.
I didn't think
it's not. It's kind of dropping quite quickly.
Hmm.
So, we'll have a sniff. It smells of whiskey. Have you got better description?
It smells different than it did when I smelled it in the bottle. But I can't really describe it. I'm not good at that.
Yeah. It smells like whiskey, people. But it smells like a nice whiskey. So then I'm going to add water to mine. Would you like water? I never actually asked you before.
Sure.
We started.
That's good.
Oh, sorry. Don't worry, I edit that bit out. Right, Slangeva.
Slangeva.
That means good hail. Do you know that?
I knew that.
Okay.
I'm a piper, remember.
Of course. Whoa. I thought it was going to be burny, but it's not. It kind of went smooth. No, I'm not getting any peat.
No, I know what peat smells like, so I think I'd notice it in whiskey.
So therefore, it must have kind of fruity kind of flavours. What fruit would you think that was?
I don't taste fruit.
Is it sweet or is it sour?
It's not sweet.
Not sweet.
I don't think, but I don't know what to compare it to. I haven't had that many. The one whiskey I've had was sweeter than this.
Well, it's a bit more burny now I'm having the third taste. It's quite burning my tongue. And my lips.
It is.
It's not as smooth as I would like. But you see, Richard really likes this one.
I do like it, though.
I don't dislike it. But I thought it was going to be nicer than that. Sorry, Scabba. Sorry, ordinary people. They're going to start throwing things at me now. But if you see a Viking longboat come across the Firth tonight, can you tell me and I'll run away?
I'll be on the lookout for sure.
Anyway, so we're really good at describing whiskey, people, but we can talk about Orkney and Caithness and...
Knitting.
And knitting.
Definitely.
So it can be our dram of choice whilst we chat.
Yes.
So, Paula, what are you knitting?
I finished a pair of socks, which I wore for the first time today.
And how have they been feeling?
They are wonderful. They are socks that rock. My first opportunity knitting a whole pair of socks. I've just had bits and pieces of socks that rock.
I think that's lovely.
I think they are just a little bit too long. Oh. But I'm going to go with it because sometimes after washing, they do shrink up a tad.
Do you hand wash all your socks that are proper wool?
No. These are super wash.
Oh, right.
And the nylon. But I don't put them in the dryer, but I sometimes put them through the washing machine. Mm-hmm. Sometimes not. It just depends. But I did a slip stitch heel and traditional top down gusseted, but I did the star toe.
I like the star toe. It makes me think that's not so hard.
I like it because when you come to the end, and particularly when you're traveling, you do not need a tapestry needle or a needle, wool needle, to do the Kitchener.
Mm-hmm.
Because the star toe, you just finish it off like you would the top of a hat.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same rate of decrease. It's just that you do it at different points. You have 4 points to do a knit two together all the way around at the 4 points. Then you skip a row. And you do that until you have half the number of stitches that you had when you started the star toe. And then every round until you have 4 stitches. And then you pull the yarn through and you're done.
Doesn't she sound a lot better? Like she knows what she's talking about than me, listeners.
I also put a slip stitch pattern on the bottom of the foot just past the heel after I did the pickup on the gusset.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll help the wear there on the bottom of the foot, which is where I tend to wear out the socks. So
now I have heard of socks that rock, so it's really nice to actually see it in person. And I got to squish it too, because she wasn't wearing them yesterday. So I wouldn't put past me to squish your foot just now. I'm sitting with my hands clenched so I don't.
It's very round, the yarn. Uh-huh. It has a great twist and ply, and the colors are wonderful. These are purple and green, mm-hmm. shades of purple and green, but very
subtle.
Light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very subtle.
Yeah,
and
I like them.
Quite good to go with lots of different colors of mm-hmm. trousers.
Right. I have slippers on now, but...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, because I did not pack enough knitting patterns, I was knitting the Piri Fleurs hat by Kate Davis. The pattern was given to me by Time Not Cash. That is Allison. She came down to visit me when I was in Troon, along with Gift Not Girl.
Hello, Ella.
Hello, Ella and Allison. So then, she also gave me the yarn that was left over from her hat. I had admired her hat. And this is a traditional Fair Isle, and it's done in Rowan tweed. And Allison said, I think I have enough that you could knit the hat. So she very kindly sent me the leftovers mm-hmm. from her hat, even though she also wants to knit a pair of mitts. And I got started on that, but I only brought one knitting needle with me. So I went with what I had. And as you saw today, it was too small.
Mm.
We took it off the needles,
mm-hmm.
and it was too tight. So
I have to say, I'm not a Fair Isle person, but I really like that. She's looking at me going, you could do that.
It would be a good first Fair Isle pattern, because the repeats are short, mm-hmm. and it's a hat, so it's
yeah.
not such a big commitment.
Yeah.
And it's very fun to knit.
Is it harder than doing a brioche stitch?
No. It's not hard at all.
Well,
it's just the knit stitch.
This is called enabling.
You've done counted cross stitch.
Yes, I have.
So it's the same thing. Like, you maybe knit a green, and then you knit 3 cream color, and then you
How
knit a green.
How do you attach your yarn?
You just knit it.
So
I'll show you.
We're going to be up a long time.
You strand it behind, but you don't have to do any twisting as long as your carries are a reasonable mm-hmm. length, like under an inch.
Mm-hmm. I can do that. I have done that. Mm-hmm. And what are you knitting now on your 1 meter?
Okay, thanks to you. Thanks
to my stash.
Your stash.
We had a roll around in the stash last night.
We did.
It was kind of, I don't know whether it was embarrassing or kind of organizing or... My stash is about the same size as Paula's. I was kind of glad to hear. It's not too big and not too small. And I found stuff I'd forgotten about.
And so, I was desperately panting for something to knit.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
With a size 1 32-inch needle. Mm-hmm. So I had some restrictions. I have some lovely Patton's wool in a blue... What would you call that? Shades of blue.
Mm, it's boring.
So I didn't know when I started it whether it would be socks or wristers, fingerless mitts. But I did admire Ella's wristers that she knitted for you and Richard.
Yes.
And I think she had a pair with her down there.
Yeah, she was at Ella's new thing.
Mm-hmm. And basically, it is the same. I started out as socks but changed it into wristers. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to work fine.
Do you know what? If you've got any left over, you could use that on your sock blanket. And it could
I
be
could.
For me
I
without
will.
Having to post it to you.
I will. We better explain what the sock blanket is.
Yes. Paula is knitting with all lots of leftover bits of yarn the sock blanket, which is a pattern by...
Shelley King.
Mm-hmm. Very, very common on Ravelry. And she has been asking her lovely listeners at one point, because she was starting to run out of her own leftover bits of sock yarn, if they had any walnut-sized bits of sock yarn, if they would be kind enough to send them on. And they were, and now she has got far too much. So your sock blanket will be the size of a football field.
There may be more than one sock blanket. But it is a lot of fun, and it is a free pattern. It is based on the domino knitting principle by Vivian Hawksbrough, mm-hmm. if you want to say it. And it's very simple to do, but it does take a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
You knit the squares on as you go, so you don't have a lot of sewing up to do as you would with the beekeeper's quilt. But that also means that when it reaches a certain size, it's not good knitting to carry along with you. And mine has 125 or so blocks in it, so now it's too big to take on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I probably would have enjoyed it.
You would probably charge some more for your luggage for that.
Probably.
Yeah, we'll go into that, because it means you can take more stuff home.
So now on this, I'm trying to decide if I have enough stitches for the gusset.
Mm-hmm.
And I am magic looping this on my one needle I brought with me. I always overpack my knitting. I think I'm going to get 10 projects done in 3 days or something ridiculous. Not that much usually. But seriously, on a weekend trip, I will take 3 or 4 projects and then I only work on one. So I thought I wouldn't have that much time to knit, and I've had a lot of time to knit while I sit and chat with people.
Mm-hmm. Every time she's sort of looked, what can I do? Just sit down and knit.
I am a reasonably fast knitter.
Yeah.
I started on this morning and it's moving right along.
It is. I wouldn't have gotten to that stage by now.
So
I have another question for you, because we're still technically in the dram section. Mm-hmm. Who would you have along? Imaginary, they can be alive or dead, they can be a book character, they can be... And you can have up to 6. In fact, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, because I've got 4 extra chairs around this table.
Okay, I would have Marzi, my friend from Troon, because I wanted her to meet you.
Sadly, it didn't work out, but hello, Marzi, if you ever managed to listen.
And we've been friends since 1999. I've been over here many times to see her, and she's been to the U.S. to visit me, and I think she'd be great fun. I'd like to have Allison and Ella up again, so we could all be together. My new Scottish knitting friends. And who else should we have? Your friend Sarah.
Yes.
I would like to have her here.
Yes, she's funny. I like Sarah. And I'll have Jenny as well then.
Okay.
I was actually thinking about Doctor Who this week, but I'll leave him till next week.
Okay. And your mum would be nice.
Oh, of course. I
really enjoyed her.
Although she'll be drinking coffee, because she doesn't drink whiskey.
Okay. That's all right. I don't think Allison would drink this either.
Yeah, technically for you, if you're coming in for the drams, you don't have to drink whiskey, you just have to be good crack.
Mm-hmm. So what are you knitting?
and in a Piper's Journey by somebody called Paula. And I wanted to have it finished before this somebody called Paula came to my house. But time ran away with me and I never. And Paula, this somebody called Paula, got off the train wearing a green Piper's Journey. And it's beautiful. And I'm looking at it going, oh, darn, I never finished mine. Because we could have been twins.
We could have been. Yes. And you like that colour.
I think that colour is just... It's not something I would have chosen because mm-hmm. I don't think that suits me. But seeing it on your colourway and you've got it on a plain white and it went with your green yesterday, I thought, I think I might move into green.
I think that colour is called pea.
Pea green. Perfect. Yes,
I think it is pea.
Well, you know mm-hmm. I have an affinity with the pea pod.
There are some wonderful greens in the quince line.
It's nice to knit with, and when you've got the same pattern and the proper yarn for the pattern, mm-hmm. oh, it's just lovely. And it's a very nice pattern, so if any of you are thinking, what can I knit now? Go back to the Piper's Journey and stick that on your needles.
What else do you have on your needles?
I have an Owls.
Oh.
By Kate Davis. Actually, once we finish talking on this, I'll get it out because I'm not stuck, but I need advice because I cast it on and... Yeah. Something to do with the size of my tummy. And also, I had decided to make Sandy, that's my son, for those new listeners coming over, a jumper in the style of Chewbacca from Star Wars. And I got this horrendously shaggy, hairy wool that looks like Chewbacca would. And it's with an Aran wheat grey wool to give it sort of a structure. So I've done about 3 inches, I think, round his stomach, and then it stopped because I had a Piper's Journey to try and finish.
Not on my account, you shouldn't worry about
that. Oh, I like to do these silly things and just never manage to finish it. And I've got bookmarks to finish making because I offered all my lovely listeners who wanted one a new leather bookmark, and it's now time to send them out.
And I have one already.
You do. I think that's it.
I also have to say that in the course of yesterday and today, I had my very own Daisy giggle.
You did.
That was wonderful.
Oh, she's funny. She came straight up to Paula and gave her a hug when we were in the middle of the train station, like she'd known her for 1,000 years.
She nearly knocked me over with joy.
It's a nice way of putting it.
Exuberance is the word to describe mm-hmm. that little girl. It's wonderful.
Sandy's been a little bit more refined, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So we've done the drams. How is your dram doing now?
It's definitely different when you get halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
You're either a little used to it or you're a little...
mm-hmm. Yes. It's not unlikable. And if somebody bought me that, I'd probably be quite happy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think... To me, well, Richard often says this, but to me it's not an outstanding dram. I couldn't pick it out of another few I could think of. The Campbelltown one we had...
Uh-huh.
I couldn't tell the difference between it and that. But I have beside me a rather glorious bottom of Old Pulteney. Just a 12-year-old, though. I showed Paula the Old Pulteney 21-year-old, which was the award-winning dram from last year, and saw the price of it and just went, you are in the presence of greatness that I'm not buying for you. But this is Old Pulteney from Wick, and it's called the Maritime Malt. And she will drink a taste of it.
It's a beautiful bottle.
It is, isn't it?
Look at that. Quite outstanding.
It's got quite a nice flute to it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're supposed to be able to taste the salt because they put the barrels outside and the salt air from...
Oh, it says that.
Yeah.
Robust, that's how I know. With a delicate hint of sea air.
Delicate. There's nothing delicate about Wick sea air. You're in Wick, you're in Caithness. Funnily enough, there was no wind today. I was a bit disappointed in that.
It's just beautiful here, though.
It's been good weather, and it's been good company. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you for having me. I didn't expect it to be warm.
No.
But as long as it doesn't rain,
yes,
you're fine.
Yes.
And we saw beautiful views everywhere I looked.
Mm-hmm.
The stone fences, the sea views, the islands, Orkney,
mm-hmm.
the crofts, the sheep, how could I forget the sheep?
Mm-hmm. There were sheep everywhere, and she says, what kind of sheep are they? And I went, white ones.
That was good enough.
But the thing is, some of them had black faces, so it was wrong. Anyway, we will close off now, and Paula's going to show me how to probably use Audacity, so you might hear even better quality next time. Just in this bit, because we'll have forgotten by the time I get to next week. But thank you for listening. I'll see Slán Javat. Good health to you all, and thank you for coming and haste you back.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Now, wasn't she wonderful? Now, thank you for coming, Paula, and haste you back.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, section. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you taking the time to download me and then listen to me. And thank you for the iTunes reviews, all the hellos, all the rest of the normal sections. With a blether and a good designer, Ali, from Hotter Than, is coming up next episode. Now, my email is kathinscraftcollective@gmail.com. I am on Ravelry as Louise Hunt. I'm on Twitter and Pinterest and Facebook as Kathinscraft, and I will call it Squishy. And you can access the Flickr photos from LouiseG2010. Or if you go onto the kathinscraftcollective.podbean.com website, there are the Flickr photos on the right hand side. And we will again have a list of the drams covered there at some point soon. I really need to do that because I note today that the 2013 Whiskey of the Year has been announced and it's an Ardbeg. I'm not sure exactly what year. I can't remember if I've done it or not. I know I have an Ardmore. Pass. Ardbeg. Don't know. I have to look it up. So thank you for listening. Please keep on crafting and keep well.